This is the VOA Special English Health Report. The Lancet, a leading British medical journal, has withdrawn a study that scared many parents and angered many experts. The study, published 12 years ago, suggested a link between autism and the vaccine against mumps, measles, and rubella. A British doctor led that study. Andrew Wakefield studied 12 children. He said 8 of them showed signs of autism shortly after receiving the vaccine. Autism disorders involve problems with social and communication skills and repeated behaviors. Other studies since then have failed to show such a link. In January, Britain's General Medical Council found that the Wakefield report was dishonest and misleading. In other vaccine news, scientists in Britain say they have found a simple, low-cost way to store vaccines at high temperatures. Currently, most vaccines must be kept between 2 and 8 degrees Celsius. This is a big problem in poor countries. Scientists at Oxford University tested a new method developed by Nova Biopharma Technologies. Oxford's technology transfer company is working with the inventors to market the idea. The study involved 2 viruses being used in experimental vaccines. The researchers say they were able to store the vaccines for 4 months at 45 degrees Celsius with no loss of quality. They say the vaccines could be kept at 37 degrees for a year or more with only small losses in the amount of vaccine. The vaccine is mixed with 2 kinds of sugars, then left to dry into a thin film on a membrane, a simple filter. Adding water returns the vaccine to a liquid. The results appeared in the journal Science Translational Medicine. Each year, many vaccines must be destroyed because they became too warm or too cold. American researchers have been testing the best ways to store vaccines in refrigerators. Here are some suggestions from the team at the National Institute of Standards and Technology. Never store vaccines on the door. Opening and closing it changes the temperature too much. Vaccines should also be kept away from the walls of the refrigerator and out of the crisper drawers, usually found at the bottom. The crispers can get too cold, and the temperature of the walls can change. Tests also showed that standard-sized refrigerators without a freezer outperformed smaller ones, like those popular with college students. And that's the VOA Special English Health Report, written by June Sims. I'm Barbara Klein.